coming up on a very big birthday and anniversary for the U.S. Army Reserve on April 23rd. They celebrate their 109th year of service to our nation. And we've got with us this morning to talk about that. We have Major General Mary Link, who is Commanding General of the Army Reserve Medical Command. Major General, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing me to provide some opportunity to speak with you today about the Army Reserve and our birthday lives you mentioned.
Well, let's take us back to that, 1908. What was happening there in our country that this was something that was created?
I think it was just a background of everything that had come led up to that point in time. But just as you mentioned, on April 23rd in 1908, the Congress created the Medical Reserve Corps as a group of 160 doctors formed to provide the nation with this reservoir of trained medical professionals for employment in times of national emergency. And then in 1912, the Congress expanded that so that the Army Reserve included part-time soldiers with more general military skills.
And then how were they used then from that point forward? What mainly was their purpose?
So again, it was just the part-time soldiers in case of national emergency. Today, Army Reserve has grown into almost 199,000 citizen soldiers with a wide variety of technical, specialized, and professional skills, and not just health care, but logistics, transportation, training, engineering, law enforcement, legal, all sorts of skill sets that the Army Reserve provides the Army in times of need.
Who are the individuals that are getting involved, and do they start out of high school? Is there an age that people become interested? Are these sometimes former military personnel? What's their path, I guess?
So I think they come from all varieties of a past. I know we have recruiters out there looking in different places. They're in high schools. We have high school students come right out of high school. We get some folks from AC, from the active component, transferring into the reserve component. That's always good because we have a trained and ready soldier at that point. And in terms of medical, we have recruiters that go into medical schools. We have folks that come into our formations from their residency programs. So it's a wide variety of ways that we get soldiers into our Army Reserve formation.
I'm sure many women are part of this now. Any idea when they first became part of the U.S. Army Reserve?
The history of the Army, of women in the Army, I'd have to get back with you on that. But there are some, but there's a lot of opportunity for women at this point, where there's about right now currently over 45,000 female soldiers in the Army Reserve, and they really serve in about 300 different career fields. And in the Army Reserve itself, there's 8,300 women that are officers, and about 500 of them are warrant officers, and the rest reside in the enlisted corps.
What was your path? How did you decide this was something that you wanted to be a part of?
So I was very committed to serving, and it was a great opportunity to see different parts of the United States. I grew up in the Midwest, and I was able to have my first duty assignment on the West Coast, and it was just a great opportunity to learn how to be a medical officer in the Army, and also, again, see the country. And actually, the opportunity to serve and to take care of soldiers was very, very important to me.
There was a time when we started a lot of these different fighting the battles that we've gone in through after 9/11, different countries, and there was a point where National Guards would come forward, and sometimes there was other people that were being an addition to that. What was the Army Reserve doing maybe in the last 15, 20 years? How have they supplemented what's been needed to support and defend this country?
Sure. So a little bit of history. Since 2001, there have been more than 335,000 Army Reserve citizen soldiers that have been mobilized and deployed to every major combat zone across the globe. The demonstrated leadership, energy, and execution of our Army Reserve soldiers ensure that the Army's Reserve remains the most capable and combat-ready and lethal Federal Reserve force in the history of our nation. So we're deeply embedded in the Army and the Army's mission to support the national security of our nation.
What kind of commitment does somebody have to give to become a part of the U.S. Army Reserve?
So we set up, and it's, you know, the typical what you would talk about in terms of one weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. But this, the commitment that our soldiers take on today is a lot more than that. And it's very hard on their families and their jobs, but they're committed to that, and they're excited about serving. And we see that every day in our reserve formations, how excited our soldiers are to serve and to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
This year marks the 109th year for the U.S. Army Reserve. We speak today with Major General Mary Link, Commanding General of the Army Reserve Medical Command. If people want to find out more about this, or maybe they know someone who's interested in this type of a career, or at least part of what they want to do to supplement their service to our country, where's a good place to get details on it?
So it's www.usar.army.mil.
We appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for your service as well.